You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Thursday, March 14th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency. And Jeff, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tyler. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thanks for coming back onto our Valley Talk program. As is it still a busy time of year for you guys?
Oh, man, it's crazy busy at the office.
And
we have order. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, what makes it so busy now?
What makes it so busy? Tomorrow's our deadline, March 15th, for our 2024 Agricultural Risk Coverage and Price Loss Cover Program, or for the Farm Bill. Just to put it into some perspective, last year we had 1,305 applications that producers across Polk County applied for. And right now we're at 1,060. So we're a tick behind. So we're frantically calling producers to make sure they get into the office by 4:30 tomorrow. So I don't feel too bad because we're not the only FSA office across the United States. Everybody's all hands on deck with this.
And how important is that?
In order to participate in the farm program, you need to make an election before tomorrow. If you fail to make the election before tomorrow, whatever election you had the previous year, you're locked into. At least there'll be a choice for you before tomorrow.
So hitting that deadline is very, very important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And so why would people need to change?
Well, basically, they want to change. There's certain crop insurance coverage that are required you to take the price loss coverage. And it's usually the grains, the wheat, the barley. Around here is the wheat. So we're seeing a lot of changes going into PLC because of their crop insurance coverage.
All right, and what else is going on at the office?
Well, CRP 2024 general sign-up was just announced. It runs between March the 4th, 2024, to March the 29th, 2024. And it's for land that's not currently enrolled in CRP or is expiring CRP. May be offered for the enrollment during CRP sign-up number 62. The sign-up process is conducted on a competitive basis whereby enrollment offers are scored based on the environmental benefits index. So the more benefit your land provides to CRP, the higher it's ranked. And so the higher it's ranked, the more likely your offer will be accepted.
So who all does that affect?
Affects anybody that wants, that wants to pretty much take their land out of farming and convert it back into more nature mode.
And how often do you guys come across this?
Oh, this is yearly. We have two different signups for Conservation Reserve Program. That's what CRP stands for. Sorry, I didn't explain that. The first is the general signup, and that's once a year. And then there's a continuous sign-up, which is we can take applications all 365 days out of the year. And the difference is one program specifically targets certain practices.
And so that general CRP sign-up, that's the one that's going through March, and then that continuous one, that it doesn't matter. There's no real time frame on that?
Correct.
Okay, so that's going on right now. Any more information that people need to know of for this Conservation Reserve Program?
This is a good resource is to go to farmers.gov. It's something that, you know, we don't really talk about too much, that a very intelligent person asked me this question today. That's a very good resource for all of FSA programs.
Yeah, there's a lot on that website that people are able to use, and there's all kinds of different forms and a lot of information there. So that's a great resource there. And who are the participants for CRP?
Well, this one's going out to the ones who are currently enrolled. CRP established activities must be completed by the deadline specific in your contract conservation plan and the FSA 848, which is the contract. Now it's a great time to start planning and scheduling and establishment activities for the year. Practice establishments is not completed timely could determine to be in violation of your CRP contract. So the more you plan according to your contract and your conservation plan, the better off you are.
All right. And then there's the emergency relief program for 2022.
Yes, we still have a few stragglers in the county. Early in the fall of last year, we sent out applications that if you were at a crop insurance payment or a non-disaster crop insurance payment, we sent out contracts for you to fill out and mail back. I think we're about 10 contracts short from being at 100%. And that's producers who suffered a loss and received a crop insurance payment or an indemnity payment from FSA qualifies for this program, at least for track one.
And
track two is totally 100%. It's 100% revenue-based, so it'll look at your 2023 crop year and compare it to 24 or 21.
And can people, are they available to use both tracks?
Yes, they are. They may have. The difference is on track one, it's for losses already that had already occurred. For track two, it's 100% revenue based. So that's the difference between both of them.
And then the timely report for ownership and operator changes too.
Yeah, there's a misconception that FSA computers are hooked up with the Polk County Tax Assessor's office, and that's absolutely false. So when you guys make a change out there, we don't know about it unless somebody comes into the office and tells us. So when you make a change, just, you know, let your friendly neighborhood FSA office know before we can update our records and keep everything kosher.
And what kind of changes specifically do people need to notify you guys about?
If they sell their land is the main one, or if they pick up land.
So that's really the biggest one where you have to be notified specifically since, as you had mentioned, you guys don't know of it until, you know, they notify you.
Exactly.
Okay. And then the farm storage facility loan, what is that?
Okay. This might be a misconception out there in the county that we only loan on grain bins and grain dryers, which is true. We do that. But we also loan on a variety of other things, specifically handling equipment and trucks are eligible under this loan, including dryers, augers, trucks, new and used, grain trailers, hopper, live bottoms, and dumps, including semi-trucks, baggers, bale wrappers, and grain carts. Sugar beet carts, forklifts, and skid steers are also available. Are also eligible for this program. So if you're eyeing a new skid steer, come see us. We have, you know, really easy terms. Depending on the equipment, we can go up to 10 years or 3 years, depending if it's new or used. So we handle more than just grain bins. We also handle those too, but I just want to get the word out that we can do all these non-fixture loans too.
Yeah, it's good to clear up a couple of those little misconceptions there.
Yes.
And then, so is there anything else within the farm storage facility loan that people might need to know about?
Well, if you do plan on putting in a big project, our loans are up to $500,000, and and the terms are between 3 to 12 years. The interest rate's approximately 4.125% to 4.25%, depending on the term.
All right. So that's the farm storage facility loan. And then there's a lot of dates and deadlines and a lot of important dates coming up, you know, as soon as tomorrow that we were talking about earlier. And then there's also interest rates as well. So let's talk about those deadlines and dates first.
Okay. Tomorrow's the deadline for ARC PLC sign up. There's 30 in the county that need to come in before tomorrow. You know who you are. Just come on in. Call us. We can have you digitally sign the contract, and you'll be enrolled. Tomorrow's also the deadline to purchase 2024 coverage for spring seed crops. The 29th of March is the deadline to submit offers for your CRP sign-up number 62. March 31st is the deadline to apply for commodity loans for 2003 crop of wheat, barley, oats, canola, honey, and flax. March 29th is also the deadline if there's any dairies out there to participate in the 2024 dairy margin coverage. May 31st is the deadline to apply for a commodity loan for 2023 crops of corn, soybeans, sunflowers, and dry beans. And July 31st is the deadline to submit an offer for re-enrollment in CRP. Continues.
So there's a lot of deadlines with a lot of different meaning, too. And so a lot of deadlines coming up here. And again, the website is a great resource for people if they're able to do that. But again, what's a good contact information that people can call the office if they have any questions about any of those deadlines?
Call the office at 218-281-2809, extension number 2.
And then there's the March 2024 interest rates, too, for a whole bunch of different things.
Yes, for our shop, there's our farm loan team who handles all our farm loan programs. And so they asked me to share the interest rates. For a farm operating direct loan, the interest rate is 4.875%. For a farm ownership direct loan, it's 5.25%. For farm ownership joint financing with ourselves and a bank is 3.25%. And a farm ownership for beginning farmers down payment program, that's 1.5%.
And then for the farm storage facility loan programs?
Our facility loans, it's for a three-year term, it's 3.25%. A five-year term is 4.125%. 7 year is 4.125%, and 10 year is the same at 4.125, and a 12 year is 4.25.
And then for the commodity loan interest rate, what's that?
The commodity loan interest rate right now is 5.875%. To put your wheat, the loan rate for wheat is 3.75 cents a bushel. For barley, it's 2.28 cents a bushel, oats $1.97 a bushel, corn $2.07 a bushel, soybeans $5.88 a bushel, sunflowers is $10.43 a hundredweight, and dried peas is $6.16 a hundredweight. Whoa.
And so are there any how often do those change, like the interest rates and then also those commodity loan rates as well?
They don't change that often.
And then the website, we've talked about that a couple of times here throughout the program, but we haven't mentioned it that much lately, and we're hoping to get a little bit more into it next time. But just a little overview as to what people can find on the website and why that can be such a very valuable resource.
If you go to farmers.gov, it has so much information about all USDA programs, whether it be the farm programs or the farm loan programs. If you're a farm loan participant, what went live was Pay My Loan, and you can do that online now instead of mailing in a check or coming into the office. You can do it at the comfort of your home. excuse me. It has a lot of documentation, fact sheets, of all our programs, It's a really good resource if you want to go into the depths of each program.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be found there, and it can be a great resource, especially during this time when we were going over those deadlines a little bit ago, especially with how many deadlines there are here in March. It looks like there are four different deadlines to meet, and then, again, in the spring, there's a lot going on, so it can really help clear up some of that confusion that people might have.
Yes.
So let's go over again what's going on here tomorrow, because obviously since that's just right around the corner, there's still time for people to enroll before that date for the 2024 agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, that ARC and PLC.
Correct.
So what exactly are those again?
So tomorrow is the deadline for the 2024 ARC PLC contracts. Your elections need to be picked and signed the contract by tomorrow as far as the 2024 Farm Bill. So it's the last year we think of the Farm Bill. So unless they extend it another year, but let's hope they don't.
And do people have to come into the office to do that, or can they do it over the phone, online? How are ways that people can get that?
People can't do it over the phone, unfortunately, but they can call us, and we can take that information, what they want to do over the phone, and we can either email it out, or we could have them DocuSign it. And so we're doing a lot. I think about 60% of our business this year was people DocuSign it.
And then what's the difference between ARC and PLC?
One is totally price loss for the county. One's dealing with the county, and one deals with the they're both revenue driven. One's for the county and one's like for an individual.
And then on the 29th, Conservation Reserve Program, that's when that deadline is. It started up on March 4th, too.
Yeah, sign up 62 is the deadline. So we need you in the office and with an offer by then.
So what happens if people can't, for whatever reason, they're not able to make it in? Are they able to do that over the phone too, or is that something that they have to do in person?
For CRP, we need to do it in person because you need to locate the piece of property that you want to put in CRP. Then we have to run a tariff scenario.
And then that's different from the continuous CRP sign-up, which that's year-round, right?
That's year-round, but it's pretty much the same scenario that we would like to have them in, pick out the piece of property, and run the scenario.
And then one last deadline here to hit for March, again, on March 31st. There's a deadline to apply for a commodity loan for the 2023 crop, wheat, barley, all that other stuff. So how do people sign up for that?
They just come into the office. Usually we're finding out these are farm stored. So you come in and tell us the quantity you have on site.
Go ahead.
And we take that information.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention here on today's Valley Talk program?
No, just thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate it down at the USDA.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us once again, Jeff. Look forward to speaking with you next month, and we'll have plenty to talk about then once again. So thank you very much for calling in, and hope you and everyone over there has a great day and a great month.
You too. Take care.
Thank you very much. As that was Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency on today's Valley Talk program.